This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
My dear respective brothers and sisters, before I start the lecture, I just want to mention the following. I am extremely, extremely surprised that so many people have attended the lecture today. And that is because I was made aware, I believe it was yesterday night, that today's lecture is going to be conflicting with the Champions League final. And I know, subhanAllah, how the hearts are very glued to football. There's a lot of people, they normally don't watch football, but when it comes to the final, even the wife who has no interest, she's watching the penalty shootout. Anis Kadalik, isn't that so? So I'm extremely, extremely humbled to see all of these glowing faces who came to the lecture today to benefit. And without a shadow of a doubt, when an individual worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the time when the people are heedless, the reward is far greater. And the scholars, they mention this as a qa'ida, at the time of ghafla. This is why when you look at the hadith of when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, من دخل السوق, whoever enters into the markets and he says لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. Whoever reads this supplication when entering into the markets, you know what his reward is? كتب الله له ألف ألف حسنة. He'll be rewarded with 1,000,000 good deeds. ألف ألف حسنة. Today you hear the term million or million, right? This is not actually an Arabic word. In previous times when they wanted to mention a million, they would say ألف ألف, which means a thousand, six zeros, right? It's a million, صح? Or am I getting it wrong? It's a million. It doesn't stop there. 1,000,000 bad deeds will be removed. Subhanallah. Just for saying that dua when entering into the markets. And Allah Azza wa Jal will elevate him 1,000,000 positions. Subhanallah. All because of you reading a supplication. But why though? What normally happens in the markets? People are, mashallah, walking around worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. Now it's a place of heedlessness, nah? The people are distracted. There's all types of evil deeds taking place. This one's cheating the other. This one's trying to rip off the other. This one has gone to maybe the city center or the markets in order to pick this girl up, to look at this person and to look at that. It's a place of fitna, right? So when worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal in this kind of environment, when the people are distracted, without a shadow of a doubt, the reward is greater. Also, what did the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Al-ibadatu fil harj ka hijratin ilayya. Worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal at a time when the people are killing one another is like doing hijrah to me. Allahu Akbar. Imagine the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is alive and you leave everything behind in order to migrate to him. Are we living in times like this? Without a shadow of a doubt. At a time when fitna has become so widespread. This qa'ida was mentioned by Ibn Rajab rahmatullahi alayhi. I thought it was worth mentioning. I'm not saying that watching the Champions League final is kufr or shirk or innovation. I never said that. Did I say that? No, I didn't. However, it's a type of heedlessness, right? But you left that, even though I know how much one may want to watch that football game, especially when it's the final. But he comes to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, to attend the lecture. And you know what's even worse than that, my brothers and my sisters? When the muezzin says, Allahu Akbar, right? Allahu Akbar, what does Allahu Akbar mean? Huh? Allah is the greatest, right? If anyone said that so-and-so is greater than Allah Azza wa Jal, you're going to see tables being flipped. Alayhi kadhalik, isn't that so? Is anyone going to accept someone insulting Allah Azza wa Jal like that? La. Not that I'm saying you should do that. You have to use hikmah, wisdom in how to deal with that situation. No one with his tongue, in his right mind as a Muslim, would say that this footballer, Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi, or the one that's playing now, Mbappe, right? Yes, I know what's been happening between him and his French teammate. Don't worry, we're up to date with current affairs. Huh? Don't be deceived by this beard and this imama. We're the same age. Well, a lot of us, we're from the same generation. Right? You choose to prioritize a kafir or someone who himself is heedless and oblivious of the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. You hear that, but you choose to put Allah Azza wa Jal on standby. Let me go watch that football game and I'll go and pray later, when you know you should be coming to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. They say actions speak louder than words, right? This is also the statement of the scholars. لِسَانُ الْحَالِ أَبْلَغُ مِنْ لِسَانِ الْمَقَالِ. You may not necessarily utter it with your tongue, but your limbs show otherwise. Would you guys agree with that? That game that you're playing, huh? PS5, or is that PS6 now? We're still on PS5, right? FIFA, Pro Evolution. You're playing that, the adhan's going off, and you're continuously watching or playing or watching this movie and whatever else of a distraction one may be distracted with. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi would say, إِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَن تَعْرِفَ مَقَامَكَ فَانْظُرْ فِي مَا أَقَامَكَ. If you really want to know your position with Allah Azza wa Jal, then see what triggers you. See what triggers you. What causes you to stand and what causes you to sit? Is it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's all good claiming with our tongues, I love Allah, I love the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But is that really a reality?